Hello, welcome to 5 Minutes with Pastor Oti. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. I'm so excited to be with you again this morning. I have so many beautiful things to share with you today, which I believe are going to be a blessing to you. Now, I want to start off quickly with Romans chapter 8 from verse 31. I'm speaking concerning nothing shall separate us. Nothing shall separate us. From verse 31, Romans 8, 31, he says, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Now, reading the scriptures alone brings some comfort to my heart. It says, if God be for us, who can be against us? And God is for you. Who can be against you? No matter how hard the devil tries, no matter how hard any demon tries, he can't come against you. He said, he that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all. He spared not his own son. He spared not Jesus Christ. He gave him up for you and I. He delivered him up for you and I. Says, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? How shall he not give us freely all things? Then he says, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. Who can bring any charge against you? Because you are God's elect. Nobody can bring any charge against you. Sometimes the devil tries to bring charges against us. He's called the accuser of the brethren. Always bringing thoughts of condemnation to our minds. He says it is God that justifies, God that declares righteous, it is God that maketh righteous, and it is God who has made you righteous. Bible says that he was made sin who knew no sin, so that you and I might be made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, and there's nothing that the devil can do about it. He can't lay anything to the charge of God's elect, and you are God's elect. He says, who is he that condemneth? In Romans 8:1, he says that there's now therefore no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Are you in Christ Jesus? If you are, then there's no condemnation for you. Don't allow yourself to be condemned by the devil in any way. He gave his son up for you and I. How shall he not also freely give him all things to us? Hallelujah. Verse 34 once again said, who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again. Who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us? Brothers and sisters, we are so secured. Our lives are so secured in God. He says Jesus is there making intercession for us. Now, the Holy Spirit makes intercession for us according to the will of the Father. Jesus is also making intercession for us. I mean, what else should you be worrying about? There's no condemnation for you, brothers and sisters. Relax. God is in control. Hallelujah. Then he says in verse 35, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Who? What? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. And he says, nay, in all these things, in what things? In tribulation, in distress, in persecution, in famine, in nakedness, in peril, in sword. He says, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Oh, hallelujah. Then he says, for I am persuaded. Paul came to the point of persuasion. He says, I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come. Oh, I'm so happy. I'm so glad. It says that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor death, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. There's nothing that can separate you from the love of God. He loved you so much, he came to die for you. Now that he has died for you and you have become his child, why should something be able to separate you from him? There's no sin under heaven that can separate you from the love of God. Now, go to 1 John chapter 3. It's so remarkable. 1 John 3. I want us to read from verse 1. He says that, behold. Now, the word behold is a prophetic word. It says, behold, see with the spiritual eye what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us. So lavishly bestowed upon you and I, that we should be called the sons of God. Hallelujah. He's bestowed his love so lavishly upon us. And nothing can separate us from that love. We are secured in him. Neither height nor death, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God. Hallelujah. I want you to go around today thinking and knowing that nothing shall separate you from his love. I love you very much. God bless you. In Jesus' name. Bye-bye.